Everyone, it's time for a live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology of April 15th through 21st, 2024. So we are wrapping up eclipse season, but if you are astute astrology observers by now, you know that eclipses, they are an unfolding story. So even though last week's eclipse is, in our rearview mirror, we will continue to check in on it, and we are in a space of time, a six-month stage, where we are in the energies of new beginnings. That's what Aries is. We had an Aries eclipse, and Aries is about drive, action, forward movement, taking the lead, and these will be themes that will be with us even into October of next, or not next year, October of 2024. Sorry, I guess my brain's in retrograde. October of 2024, when we have our next eclipse, our next solar eclipse on October 2nd. But I'm getting way ahead of myself. So if you're watching live, do say hello. It's always nice to see where people are watching from. For those that don't know who I am, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to look at the astrology. You hear me say every week, the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. It's a very important distinction. You are living and breathing inside this energy of time, symbolic time, metaphoric time, the seasons of time. So I know some of you are around the world, and maybe even some of you are what I like to call my Tuesday club, whether you are in another part of the world and it's already Tuesday, it's already tomorrow, or if you are actually watching the replay. So how are you all feeling? How was eclipse season for you? When I did this broadcast last week, we had just had an eclipse, and it was visible, at least partially visible here in the New York City area. And I think I don't like the energy. And I am an energetic sensitive. I can feel when something's off. And that's the thing about eclipses. They open a portal. It's a bending of time and space. And it just kind of created, for me at least, maybe you had a wonderful time, great. It just created a little bit of a weird vibe for me. And I just remember just so exhausted for a couple of days. So how are you feeling? How are you seeing these, these seeds of new beginnings, even if you're not even quite sure how they're going to take root in your life? That's the thing. This eclipse, not to kind of get into too much of the specifics or the minutiae, this eclipse pointed its energy over to Pisces. Mars, which we would say it governs the solar eclipse in Aries, is currently in Pisces. And it's joined by Saturn, it's joined by Neptune. So we have there's going to be this archetype of two worlds that are very present with us over the next 6 months, because Pisces, it's like two worlds side by side. Pisces, Aries. Pisces is the end of the zodiac. Aries is the beginning of the zodiac. And Pisces, as the last sign of the zodiac and also the last water sign, it is the energy of transition. It is the energy, whether it's emotional energy, whether it's spiritual energy, that prepares us for a new beginning. In order for something new to begin, something has to end. And that's sort of where we get into the complicated emotions and even sometimes grief that comes with Pisces. That's not to say that you will feel that, but we all feel it in different ways. But symbolically speaking, we are in, let's say, one foot in a new life, and one foot in an old life. And there will be points when we see this energy of the eclipse take root and take hold. Maybe we have to wait a little bit. Maybe we have to wait until Mars gets into Aries. That will be at the end of this month. I think it's April 30th. But then I think I mentioned this last week, or at least in my Friday update online, the moon, even as I speak, the moon is in Cancer, and it reached the degree of the eclipse early this morning, at least here in the East Coast of the United States, maybe a little much earlier for you, for those in the West Coast of the United States, and maybe we felt it on Sunday. is to see what is the story that's starting to reveal itself. Maybe it's obvious, maybe it's not so obvious. At this point, and maybe you're new to my work, but for those that have been watching, you know, especially with some of the signs, whether you are an Aries Libra, whether you are, in the case of, you know, being what's called a cardinal sign, you are a Capricorn or a Cancer, these are the signs by and large that are the most affected. It is a shift of seasons, it's a new beginning, but one that initiates us into a new beginning. So yes, again, how are you feeling? Even if you're watching on the replay, just say hello. How are you feeling this eclipse energy? Like I said, it kind of zonked me out. Plus there's Mercury retrograde. Not that I like to freak out too much about Mercury retrograde, but sometimes I feel like my brain connections get a little bit scrambled during Mercury retrograde. So we've got an eclipse check-in this week. We even have Venus on the lunar nodes. You're like, what's a lunar node? Well, the lunar nodes are what make eclipses happen. They're two mathematical points in the sky that if there's a new moon or full moon within a certain distance, we have an eclipse. So Venus on the North Node this week is a ripple of eclipse energy, kind of like you throw a pebble into the pond and you keep getting these ripples. That's kind of like what an eclipse is. I remember, you know, I think I said last week, here at least in New York, we had in the space of 3 days, we had a eclipse and an earthquake. I was like, this is a little bit ominous, but yeah, that's a lot for my dance card. I don't know about you, but yeah, Venus is in Aries presently. It'll be conjunct the North Node on Wednesday. So this could be a week that has a bit of an emphasis on relationships, people coming in and out of our lives, maybe the start of a relationship, maybe an important meeting with somebody. We will see. Believe it or not, we are coming up to Taurus season this week. So the sun will go into Taurus on April 19th. We are sort of going into the second sign of the zodiac. So the second sign of the zodiac takes the energies of Aries, fire, action, the renewal of life, and it sort of brings it into, it's like fertility, it brings it into manifestation and creation. Taurus is an earth sign. You know, the earth energy, it's like, it's, you know, certainly this time of year in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the rebirth of spring. We have flowers on the trees, we have tulips coming up, and that's very much this Taurus energy. It's not just the first stirrings of life, Aries. It's the first stirrings of life that then, you know, go into the container. What's a container? Meaning that flower has come to life. That flower is an embodiment of the energies of spring. Doesn't mean, you know, I know if some of you are in the Southern Hemisphere, you're like, but it's autumn. But how do you bring this energy of transition and renewal and new beginnings, regardless of where you are in the world? The big headliner for this week, I know, how can there be another big headliner other than eclipses, is Jupiter's conjunction to Uranus. I realize that might sound like a mouthful. In astrology, the planets are constantly moving. The sun is one of the easiest ones to follow because it takes a year to go through the zodiac. The moon, it takes 29 days to go through the zodiac. But what happens, you know, Jupiter takes 11 and a half years to go through the zodiac. Uranus takes 84 years. And so every 14 years, Jupiter and Uranus reach the same point in the sky. It's what's called conjunction. The sun and the moon coming together to form a new moon, that's a conjunction too. It's just that happens once a month. This happens once every 13, 14 years. It's a rare aspect. Last time we had it was 2010 and 2011. Certainly very different time in my life. And I was actually reflecting back to that time because the conjunction, Jupiter was in Uranus as well. They were both in Pisces. I don't have the dates handy, but it was, I don't remember the dates. But anyway, I was remembering that time because it was really, I started empowering astrology. It was Twitter account, but or whatever we call it now. That was in January of 2010. I registered my website, and even though it took a little bit, when I think back to 2010, I really think about the beginning of what I do here for you all now, although it was in a very different way. So what was going on in your life in, let's say, 2010 and 2011? I know it feels like another world. I feel like I've lived probably three lifetimes since 2010, 2011. So again, it's not a conjunction that happens very often. Jupiter and Uranus, they were together in Aquarius in 1997. I think it was 82, 83, the conjunction in Libra. If we go back to 1969, I know maybe you're old enough, Jupiter and Uranus came together in July of 1969, which is a very interesting month because that was the month of the moon landing. And then I think in August, we had Woodstock, Manson murders, Stonewall, a lot of big things were happening at that time. That's not to say that this conjunction will create something of the same caliber. I think it's like if we break down Jupiter and Uranus into its parts, first, what is Jupiter? Jupiter is this planet that wants to make our world bigger. We can live in the same small place and exist in that same small place our whole life, meaning we don't want more. We don't want to learn more. We don't want to try more. We don't want to experience more. And some of us live our lives that way. I'm Jupiter ruled. My chart is Sag rising, so I need more. I want to travel. I want to try new things. And that's an energy of Jupiter. Jupiter wanting to make our world bigger, it also opens our eyes. It's the planet of wisdom and knowledge. It's faith. It's the faith of both going to the ends of the earth to find something, maybe it's information, or the faith to go within. Jupiter is the traditional ruler of Pisces. It's what do we find within ourselves? And so there's that sense of spirituality, mysticism, and even interiority with Jupiter and Pisces. Jupiter, as the planet of wisdom and knowledge, it's the wisdom and knowledge that we gain traditionally, education, reading books, perhaps living a life, and this is the education of what we gain from within on an emotional and spiritual level. And more importantly, how do we transmit that? It is a sacred act. Maybe this is not something that you think about or think about it this way, but it is a sacred act to transmit. It is a sacred act to share what you know. Because God forbid, you know, we could all get hit by a bus tomorrow and all that information goes poof in the sky. So for example, I share with you every week. I share with you my love of the zodiac, my love of astrology, and how I like to nerd out on all the different specifics and details of the chart. And I hope you do too, even though maybe sometimes you're scratching your head and you're like, what is she talking about? I thought astrology was just sun signs. No, astrology is this beautiful, complex system that teaches us about life and how to grow and evolve in life. At least that's the way that I see it. That's the whole root of why I do what I do. So I share my wisdom and knowledge because God forbid if I get hit by a bus tomorrow, everything that's in my brain doesn't get a chance to get out of my brain. And maybe that's what I'm doing for the rest of my time here on planet Earth, is taking everything. There's a lot of stuff in my brain other than song lyrics and getting it either on paper or getting it in a digital form and making sure that I share and contribute what I know to you. So it lives on without me. It becomes the archetype of the flame, the spark, the light, because Jupiter, as the ruler of Sagittarius, if Sagittarius is a fire sign, it's the light of the stars. Aries, first fire signs, Aries season right now, Aries is that spark, that raw spark of life. And maybe you're thinking, but I'm not an Aries. I don't have Aries in my astrology. But I assure you, every day you wake up, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be listening to this. You wake up and you open your eyes. You start something. You start your day. You have an initiative. You make a decision to do something. That's the energy of Aries. just not perhaps in the way that we think of Aries. So Aries is a root archetype of life that says without this energy of renewal and new beginnings, there would be no life. So it's for you to start to think about Aries a little bit differently. For example, so Aries is that raw spark of life. Then we get to Leo, the second fire sign. Leo is the second fire sign. It's the light of the sun. It's the light of the self. It's what makes you, you, and what makes me, me. There's only one me in this world. I'm not saying I'm better than, but in all of the history of the universe, there will only be one me. There will only be one you. That is facts. And how do you express that? How do you spend time with that? How do you create a legacy out of that? Because at the end of this life, I'm being a Scorpio for a second, but at the end of this life, you know, what lives on beyond you? And the final fire sign is Sagittarius. It's no longer the light of the sun. It's the light of the stars, the heavens, and Sagittarius wants us to look up. So Jupiter, what does Jupiter want us to do? It makes us want to look up. Look outside of ourselves to make our world bigger, to grow. I know sometimes there's this sort of like, oh, Jupiter is a planet of growth, but what does that mean? It means that without Jupiter, we wouldn't want our world to be bigger, our lives to be bigger. We wouldn't want to feed ourselves with more experiences so that we can gain wisdom and knowledge, not just personal wisdom and knowledge, but wisdom about this world. That's Jupiter. Jupiter is what's called a societal planet. It's on level with Saturn. They both talk about how do we learn about this world and a lot of the things that govern and structure our world. Jupiter is law. Saturn is order. Okay, well, what's Uranus? Well, if you're paying attention to the internet, certainly Instagram, everybody's going to get rich and famous this week with Jupiter conjunct Uranus. Probably not. I don't want to sound too pessimistic. But Uranus is what's called an evolutionary planet. And sometimes, you know, to go back to Jupiter for a second, we think a little bit like, well, Jupiter's luck, it's good fortune. And you know what? Maybe it is. I think it's a lot more than that. I think it's also grace. And sometimes when, you know, the hand of grace, maybe things work out or somebody gives us something that we need. That for me is Jupiter. Maybe Jupiter is winning the lottery. Maybe everybody's playing the lottery this week. Why the lottery? Because, I mean, do what you're going to do, of course, your life. But Taurus is Earth. It's money. It's resources. So that's kind of why people are a little bit excited about this conjunction. But I'm just saying let's look at it a little bit differently. If you want to play the lottery, by all means. Jupiter, now to Uranus. Uranus is an evolutionary planet. It wants us to grow and evolve by any means possible. If Jupiter really, if you think about it, up until a couple hundred years ago, the only planets, the farthest planets that we could see by the visible eye, by the naked eye, was Jupiter and Saturn. Saturn is the planet that represents the last planet that we could see. It's the border and the boundary. And Jupiter, as sort of this king star, it's so big. It's so big that it protects planet Earth. The gravitational orbit of Pluto deflects asteroids. I'm kind of getting off on an astronomical tangent for a second. But Uranus, it's outside of the visible world. It was only discovered, I believe, in 1781. So Uranus is part of a cohort of planets that have been discovered in modern times. Uranus wants to not just in a way make our world bigger, it wants to turn it upside down. It wants us to get free of something that's been holding us or limiting us, which evokes the energies of Saturn. As much as I love Saturn, Saturn is still sort of the constriction and the boundaries and the container. Jupiter wants us to get out of that. So this could be an energy. It's not just grace or even abundance. I think it's trying to get us unstuck. Uranus talks about innovation, seeing things differently, sometimes technological innovations, sometimes personal innovation. So maybe depending on where this conjunction falls for you, we will go through each of the 12 zodiac signs. This is an innovation on some level, personal, internal, it could be professional, it could be health, it could be relationship, to do things differently. And this is an energy that's coming parallel with the eclipse energy. So it's very interesting, for example. And so, you know, for me, because my life is ruled by Jupiter, I have Sagittarius rising, you know, this is going to have more an effect on me in theory, on paper. We'll have to see. And so, you know, I don't know, maybe we will see abundance because this conjunction is in Taurus. But maybe we'll see it in ways that we don't necessarily expect. And I say, you know, whatever wants to transform in your life, how do you allow it? How do you allow this process? And the other thing I want to mention before I forget is that Uranus, and you've heard me speak about this, Uranus has been in Taurus since 2018, 2019. Next year, it will start to leave Taurus, which is a different conversation for a different day. In the meantime, we need to understand that whatever is happening, it's part of a story that we already know. It's been with us since May 2018, March 2019. Those were the months that Uranus first went to Taurus. Uranus had not been in Taurus since the 1930s, so it's been a while. But now Uranus is, well, not now, next year, kind of getting ahead of myself. We'll be starting going to Gemini. We'll talk about that later. So I just wanted to put that on the table because we can't look at this conjunction as an isolated event. It's a mark in a greater story. It's a story where, and especially if you are a fixed sign, if you are a Taurus, if you are a Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius, it's very possible that your life doesn't look anything like it did 2018, 2019. Taurus is the earth beneath our feet. It is stability and security. It is a sign by its nature doesn't want change. For example, if you want to plant seeds in your life, you want to plant them in the earth that you know has the optimal conditions, that, you know, the earth is not moving back and forth like it did for me last Friday with the earthquake. So it's interesting that, And this is, I think, a shared experience, regardless of what you believe in. The world is a very different place than it was 4 or 5 years ago. And the earth, metaphorically, perhaps literally, has shifted beneath our feet over the past few years. So again, it's to see how has your world shifted? How is that a lens in how you see this conjunction between Jupiter and Uranus on April 20th? It is one of these aspects that adds to a month that already had, you know, we had Mars conjunct Saturn last week, we had the solar eclipse on April 8th, and I believe that's it. There's always going to be something to talk about, but there was, you know, April was a month that had a lot of big energies in it. But a conjunction, whether it's a solar eclipse, whether it's Mars and Saturn, whether it's Jupiter and Taurus, is the energy of new beginnings, and it plants seeds. It may be that April is a seed for something that we have to wait for the activator, very often Mars, very often the Moon, to come in and to bring life to these conjunctions. And as I said earlier, Mars will go into Aries on April 30th. It doesn't get into Taurus, I think, until like the second week of June. So for us, it's to really, you know, let's say keep our eyes on the horizon, keep our eyes on May and June, and see how the story begins to evolve. I know for me personally, I'm going to move in June. I know, but we're not going to have this background anymore. I'll go spend some time with my dad. But that's, you know, I know that. And then I know that Mars will be right in those spots around the time that I move. So that's just a personal share, but everybody's got their own life and to see how this is manifesting. So Let's quickly look at the astrology of this week, and then we'll go to each of the 12 zodiac signs. This week is the 15th through 21st of April, 2024. As I was saying in the beginning, we've hit the first quarter moon today, April 15th. It's the first quarter moon after a solar eclipse, and it's for us to see what is the story that's beginning to take shape and take form. Then we go into the middle of the week. We go to the 17th of April, and that is when Venus and the North Node make a conjunction. So there's something about relationships that are in the mix this week, not just romantic relationships, but this energy of people coming into our lives, maybe people from the past, maybe something fated, something karmic, that may really add an energy of, making important connections. In April of this year. Then we go into the 19th, which is Friday, and that's when the sun goes into Taurus, and that's when we also have Mars in a sextile to Jupiter and Uranus. I don't normally mention sextiles, but it just adds to this energy. And Mars by its nature wants to provoke, it wants us to take action, it wants us to move. And so this is an energy that is a quiet support to this Jupiter and Uranus conjunction that we will have on April 20th, which is Saturday. So the sun going into Taurus, it does take us out of sort of the main parts of eclipse season, although we're still in the lunar month. And we will, let's say next week, we'll have a Scorpio full moon. That Scorpio full moon, even though it's not an eclipse, it's part of the eclipse story because it's in the same lunar month as an eclipse. We will talk more about this next week. On Sunday the 21st, we have a Sun square Pluto, and I just wanted to sort of put that out there because sometimes we forget that Pluto is now in Aquarius, and it has not been in Aquarius since the 1780s and 90s. And this is our first sort of checkpoint with a much bigger story. We'll talk about this next week. And I'll probably even talk a little bit more about Chiron, because Venus and Chiron will make a conjunction on the 21st. And Chiron is a big part of this eclipse series, or this eclipse story on April 8th. So let's look at the astrology of each of the 12 signs, starting with Aries. Aries, so Mars is your planet. How are you doing? You had that Mars-Saturn conjunction last week. I can't remember the date. It was the 14th. It was the 10th because I got it wrong in my brain. On the 10th, you had Mars conjunct Saturn, this is right after solar eclipse. So there's a lot of big evolutionary pushes for you to do something. It could be start something. It could be change your life. It could be turn a corner. But there's some very curious energies because this Mars is presently in Pisces. Saturn is also in Pisces, and so this really picks up on a story that's going to be with you for a couple more years until February of 2026. And it's like, on one hand, there's such a push for you to step into something new, but on the other hand, you're sort of kind of like half in, half out. And the energies of Pisces, it's about the end of an old cycle, the end of a 30-year cycle, the end of a karmic cycle, and a need to go in, a need to shed, a need to release, and a need to let go. So again, how was last week? It's not to say that ominously, but it's to kind of get a check-in because it's part of a much bigger story. That said, here we are, first quarter moon, and the focus is on home and family, and it's this building blocks in a bigger story that may start to reveal itself as we get into this time next week. It's a big eclipse for you, especially if your birthday was the 8th, plus or minus a couple of days. Even if you're an Aries and it's not your, it's past your birthday, or maybe your birthday is later, it's still this energy that's going to carry you, this time of new beginnings and renewal, into the next 6 months. Then there's Jupiter conjunct Uranus. So I'll go back to what I was saying about Uranus and Taurus and how it's been there since 2018 and 2019. But Taurus for you is a money sign. Whether the story is literally about money, needing to transform your relationship with value and worth, the things that you own, the things that you buy, the things that you invest time and money in, maybe your relationship with material stability and security, or even self-worth. But this is part, whatever is happening this week, especially with Jupiter conjunct Uranus, and this will carry into next week, it's part of a bigger story, is for you to see how has money changed or really shifted there's been a transformation or liberation over the last 5 years. And maybe it's instability, but what wants to change, and sometimes the instability is what prompts an innovation and gets you to reinvent something. Taurus. So Taurus, it's almost your birthday season. The sun will go into your sign on Friday, the 19th. And so this is a birthday season that also brings you to Uranus. As I was saying in the introduction, Uranus has been in Taurus since 2018 and 2019. And you know, your life probably looks nothing like it did 5 years ago. If it did, then you're definitely in a small group of people, because I feel like I can rattle off a list of people in my head who are Taurus or Taurus rising, and their lives do not look the same. And in some cases, they do not look the same. That said, Jupiter in your sign, it has been in your sign since May of 2023. It's been about the start of something. It's, you know, Jupiter, it inspires us. It's like the start of a big grand journey. It'll take another 11 years for Jupiter to get back into Taurus. So Jupiter coming to Uranus this week on the 20th, and if it's your birthday on the 20th, is something about the next 12 months, and maybe even you don't have to wait that long, that wants to really reinvent, reinvigorate, get you to see things differently, and sometimes get you unstuck, because I love Taurus. I'm saying this as a Scorpio, but it is a sign that will sometimes get very stuck. And Uranus is kind of like, oh, hey, Taurus, I see that you're stuck here. Let me help. So however you want to use that energy, or maybe you're just sort of holding on for dear life, I don't think it's anything to be afraid of course not. But it's an energy that's trying to promote some sort of evolutionary process. So it is to the best of your ability, Taurus, to allow some sort of evolutionary process to happen. As I said in the introduction, just as an example, one of the times that Jupiter was conjunct Uranus was way back in 1969 in July. It was the moon landing. A lot of things happening in July of August of 1969. So allow this to be a very fertile time for new things to come into your life, and maybe things that really push you in a very different direction, but in a way that perhaps is well needed for your growth and transformation. Gemini, Mercury is your planet. And so as you've been hearing me saying the past couple of weeks, Mercury is retrograde in Aries. So for you, Gemini Aries is something called your 11th sign. When we get to, like, let's say 10, 11, 12 in our personal zodiac, we are not dealing with the personal, we're dealing with the collective, we're dealing with our external world, our professional life. In the case of the 11th, it's your friends, your community, it's society, humanity, it's social issues, social causes. It's such a big picture place for you to be. Something about this period, even with Mercury retrograde, whether it's just focusing on the people in your life, your friends, your community, or maybe even getting into sort of these bigger questions about the future. Where am I going? What am I doing? Maybe how do I want to be a leader in my community? How do I want to get involved in a social issue or social cause that's close to me? It's, you know, of course, it's going to be different for every Geminis. When Mercury turns direct on the 25th, it will then, I think, I forget when it gets into, probably the beginning of May, it gets into Taurus, but it's very much about to use this time to be future-oriented, to look ahead, to network, to collaborate, to plan, to look at your networks, like the people that you're connected to, not just on a professional level, but on a much bigger level, because you know, this is a space that Mercury is really trying to make your life bigger. That said, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, you know, Taurus for you which is where this conjunction is happening, is something called your 12th sign. So you heard me say a few moments ago that when we get to 10, 11, 12 in our personal zodiac wheel, we're at the ends of something. We're in the world, we're in our community, but the 12th is the last space. It represents the world that we can't see. It's our spirituality. It's our need to go within. It's our need to find answers that we can only find within. Uranus has been here since 2018, 2019, and this is probably a very subjective place for Uranus to be, because we all have our own interior life, but you are your own person. You know what I mean? And so it's for you to see, like, what has been wanting to reveal itself internally over the last 5-6 years, whether that has been something spiritual or it has been a need to look at your blind spots or question, you know, who am I? Why am I here? What am I doing? Because the 12th is a very existential space. So while this conjunction isn't the fireworks that maybe it is for the other signs, it is happening in a very deep, private, and personal, and even spiritual place for you. Gemini, so it's for you to maybe meditate. I mean, maybe you want to meditate this weekend. Maybe you want to sort of sit with yourself, and maybe you want to tap into your intuition. But whatever you do receive, whatever insight comes, even if it's a vivid dream, something is trying to communicate with you, because that's the role of the 12th. It pulls back the veil and it gets us to connect to something much bigger than who we are. Cancer, the moon is your planet. So this week it's going from your sign, Cancer, all the way to, goodness, gotta remember, it gets into Libra, I believe, by the end of this week. The most important thing, Cancer, is let's check in. How are you doing? You had a big deal eclipse in your astrology just this past Monday, Monday, April 8th. And that's where, it happened in Aries. Maybe you're thinking, but I'm not an Aries. But Aries is a major sign for you. It's your sign of career. It's your sign of your public life, the role that you play in the world, the duties and responsibilities that you carry, and the title after your name. I know that's a bit of a mouthful, but we all have an external life. We all have something that people require us to do, to be. We all have a sense of, well, not always, but you know, the 10th is a space of ambition, whether that's a questioning, like, why am I here? What am I trying to reach for? Whether that's you know exactly what you're trying to reach for. But this eclipse is a turning point for you. Maybe you're not going to see it right away. Maybe you have to get to May when Mars is in Aries. But there are changes, likely changes on the horizon with your professional life or direction or public life into the next coming months. So like I said, Cancer, how are you doing? How are you feeling this eclipse? That said, you know, that's sort of one big thing that's on the table. The other big thing is the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. This doesn't mean the same thing to different signs. Well, first, where's Taurus for you? That's where the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction will be on April 20th. Taurus is something called your 11th sign. I said this for Gemini and I'll say it for you. When you get to the last few signs of your personal zodiac, remember, you're Cancer, but all the other 11 signs represent different parts of your life. So your 10th sign, career, Aries, your 11th sign, Taurus, friends, community, society, humanity, social issues, and social causes, a lot of stuff. In that space, it wants to point us towards the future. Uranus has been here since 2018, 2019. It's for you to see how this has been in your life the last 5 years. Have you seen a change in your friends? Have you seen a change in your worldview? Have you seen a change in your sense of community, your place in society, maybe even your ability to see the bigger picture and the bigger connectivity? Jupiter is a planet that wants to make your world bigger. So something wants to open up your eyes to the world, or maybe open up your eyes to the future. It's for you to see how this is relevant in your life, but maybe it's inspiring and motivating you, if not now, then certainly in the next couple of months, to make new connections in your community, to find new friends, and maybe to find the people that are actually in alignment with you. Leo, so your sign, your planet is the sun, and the sun is just about to get out of Aries and go into Taurus. So Aries for you is something called your ninth sign. You're in a period of the next 6 months, because we just had this eclipse, that says that it's about travel, it's about exploration, it's about taking action to make your world bigger, whether that means going back to school, getting a degree, taking all the classes, reading the books, or making your world bigger by actually physically going out into the world. It's also a very philosophical time for you, and for some Leos, you are, you know, getting very clear about what you believe in, what you stand for, getting involved in advocacy, maybe you're writing a book, maybe you're speaking more, maybe you're sharing your point of view and even your wisdom and knowledge. That said, the other big thing that's happening right now is the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus, which will be exact on April 20th. I know that's a mouthful, but for you, Taurus is something called your 10th sign, career. I said this last week, I'll say it again, even though you're a Leo, you have 11 other signs of the zodiac that stand in for different parts of your life. So Taurus for you is your career sign, because you count out 10 signs, and that's where I find Uranus. And Uranus has been there since 2018, 2019. And I know that I've had this conversation with clients who are Leo or Leo rising, and you're like, but I don't quite see what you're talking about, Katie. This is what I typically say. Since 2018, 2019, I realize this is not the case for everybody, but it is the case for a lot of you. There has been some sort of change either in your professional life, the direction that you take your life in, how people see you, your relationship with the world, and maybe some of you have made major career changes over the last 5 years, even if that means becoming a parent and you're like, but I never wanted kids, but now you're a parent. That's a change in your direction. That's a change in your career. So Uranus has been there for the last 5-6 years, but Jupiter's only been there the last year. And so it's this year, 2024, that Jupiter and Uranus come together in your career sign. It's for you to see, what does this mean for you? Is it a breakthrough? Is it something that takes this energy of change, transformation that's been in your professional life over the last 5-6 years and brings it into a new chapter? Is it a time for you to share your wisdom and knowledge, to put something out there in the world, for people to see you as an authority or a teacher, for you to get out of a rut, something that's holding you back, for you to break free? But again, it's going to mean different things to different Leos, but it has the possibility of being a major conjunction for you, even if it's as simple as completely reevaluating what your values are in the world. I spent my whole life, because my family told me that I needed to do this, but now I realize I don't want to do this. Again, it's for you to see what this means for you. Virgo, Mercury is your planet, and Mercury is presently retrograde. It'll be retrograde until April 25th. It's in your eighth sign. So I said this to the previous signs, I'll say it for you. Even though you're Virgo, there are 11 other zodiac signs that stand in for different parts of your life. The eighth is the space where we are confronted by ourselves and confronted by life. And you're saying, I don't like that, Katie, take it away. But that's the thing. Imagine life where you never looked inward, where you never confronted yourself, where you never got uncomfortable. Would you grow? No. Whatever reason, Virgo, this is your time to do a lot of deep psychological digging and to look at yourself. This eclipse that we had last week, that energy is still reverberating in this very emotional space. There may be themes around trust, intimacy, power, control that are part of what's bubbling in your psyche. If it's not that, it could be about money, property, assets, wealth, and even financial planning, and even like estate planning. As sort of morbid as that sounds, but that's what we find in this space. So it is sort of this necessary internal process and emotional process so that some sort of transformation can be lived. Okay, well, there's that. Then there's the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. This conjunction, it's not really hitting these big notes like it is for some of the other signs. It's more psychological. It's more philosophical. Since 2018, 2019, Uranus has been in your ninth sign of Taurus. Taurus for you represents higher education, whether that's college, university, or educating yourself about the world, travel, exploration, philosophy, really figuring out what we believe in, what we stand for, what's our truth, what's our faith, what's our conviction, even publishing and transmitting our knowledge. I know that's a lot. Something about the way that you see the world, the way that you see things, your sense of wisdom and knowledge, even your relationship with education, maybe writing a book, has changed in some great way over the last 5-6 years. Well, here comes your Jupiter. Jupiter is a major planet for you. It is a relationship planet. It is a planet of home and family. So you may see this conjunction, even though it's not hitting a big note, it may talk about relationships. It may talk about family. Maybe it's to look at how your relationship with family has greatly impacted how you see yourself, how you see the world, what you believe in, what you stand for. All I know is that Uranus wants to break you free of something, wants to get you to innovate or to reinvent something. It's for you to see what this means for you, Virgo. Libra, these are big times for you because you just had a solar eclipse in your relationship sign. So I said this last week, I'll say it again, even though you are a Libra or Libra rising, you've got 11 other signs that stand in for the different parts of your life. So Aries just happens to be your relationship sign, is your seventh sign. Count seven, can I get Aries? So even though the eclipse was last week, that energy is still reverberating in a space that talks about relationships, not just romantic relationships. It is all people in your life. How do you connect? How do you relate? How do you socialize? And how do you interact? I know I said this last week, I'll say it again. I have like a litany of Libra and Libra rising people in my brain who are at major transition points, whether their life is at a transition or a relationship is a transition, whether they became a parent for the first time. It's for you to see how this is relevant to your life. Maybe you have to wait till May when Mars gets to Aries to really see what this time is about. That said, then there's the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus. Taurus for you is something called your eighth sign. You are Libra, but you know, there's again 11 other signs, and Taurus talks about your internal life, your psychology, your psyche, the deep parts that you only share with the people that you truly trust. So something might be bubbling. Maybe it's looking at the mind-body connection. Maybe it's looking at health and wellness. Maybe it's looking at trust and power and intimacy and control. Maybe it's even looking at the ego and the shadow self. Since 2018, 2019, Uranus has been in here. Again, this means different things to different Libras, but what is the work that has been happening over the last 5-6 years in the deepest parts of yourself? Have you trusted more? Have you let more people in? How has relationships changed? If it's not relationships with the psyche, it could be money, it could be property, it could be assets. So Jupiter conjunct Uranus could speak about money and property and assets. It could be a way of seeing things differently. Maybe you have things come into your life that opportunities, or I don't know, maybe a windfall. I don't know. I don't like to predict that sort of thing because who knows? But maybe it's an emotional abundance. Maybe it's an emotional transformation that really teaches you that the real wealth in life is the deep work that we do within. Scorpio. So while these eclipses that we had aren't hitting the big notes that they are with other signs, in a way it kind of brings you into the mix. Why? Well, Mars is your planet. Mars is presently in Pisces, and Mars governed the solar eclipse we had last week on April 8th. because Mars also rules you and it rules Aries. So Mars right now is in something called your fifth sign. The fifth sign is the sign that gets us to come back to ourselves, to spend time with the things that light us up, give us joy, give us passion. It's a very creative space for you right now, but it's also next to Saturn. We talked about this last week. We talked about the Mars-Saturn conjunction and how you're in a period of your life where Saturn is trying to get you to take yourself and take your talents seriously. So this is a lot of things brewing in a space that talks about creativity. It also talks about self and talents. That said, the big headliner for this week is the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus. Taurus just so happens to be your relationship sign. Why? Because Taurus is opposite you, or your Scorpio rising. And I count out seven and I reach Taurus, because Taurus is seven signs after Scorpio. Since 2018 and 2019, Uranus has been in Taurus. And we've talked about this over the last, probably 5 years. Every Scorpio is living this time differently. I've seen Scorpios who have gotten into relationships after being single for 10 years. I've seen Scorpios make big breakthroughs in relationships. I think on some level, Scorpio is learning to open up to other people, because typically Scorpio doesn't open up to people. They have to really trust you to let you in. So whatever's happening, it's part of a bigger story. Jupiter for you, it's a sign of money and income and property and assets and value and self-worth. It's also a sign of your creativity, self-expression, romance, joy, passion. So kind of interesting mix. Maybe it's to value who you are in relationships. Maybe that's a big breakthrough. Maybe it's to get into a relationship or to revitalize a relationship that makes space for you as well. Maybe it's part of this bigger opening of trusting more people or allowing people into the space within. But again, it's for you to see how this is relevant in your life. Sagittarius, this is a big astrology happening right now, Sagittarius, and I do not mean the eclipses. Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus on April 20th governs you. You're Jupiter ruled. You're either Sagittarius sun or Sagittarius rising, and you have this planet that, Uranus, that Jupiter doesn't meet up with very often. And the last it did that was 2010 and the beginning of 2011, so 13, 14 years ago. And Jupiter, over the last year, has been in your sixth sign. So Taurus, if I count out six, I get, from Sagittarius, I get Taurus. Even if you're a Sagittarius sun or Sagittarius rising, all the other signs of the zodiac stand in for different parts of your life. So Taurus talks about health and wellness. It's how you occupy your body. It's how you organize your life. It is the day-to-day structures that make everything flow. It is for you to see what is the story around health and wellness, even your body, even how you organize your day-to-day life and the structures of your day-to-day life, or even service, and how that has changed over the last 5-6 years. Jupiter conjunct Uranus is a meeting point of a story that has already been with you for the last 5-6 years. So what's the next stage? Do you make a big transformation? Do you make a change in your diet? Do you focus on your physical body differently? Do you make a change in your physical life? It is for you to see how this is working out. But Uranus is the planet of awakenings and innovation and transformation. It wants us to get out of something that doesn't match us, meaning Uranus knows exactly who you are, even if you don't. So whether it's a job, a marriage, a relationship with something in your life, if it's not for you, I'm just using these as an example, Uranus is happy to show you that it's not for you. I'm not trying to say that ominously, it's just to see like what needs to transform in your life, what is not for you, or what is for you, and maybe it's time for it to come into your life. You'll have to get back to me. Capricorn, Capricorn. So Saturn is your planet, as I've been talking about the last year or so. It has been in your third sign. So this continues to be a time to focus on voice. How do you speak? How do you listen? Taking classes, really taking your voice seriously, taking your education seriously, taking your mind seriously, and even taking choices seriously. There's a lot of energy around that Saturn right now. We talked about the Mars-Saturn conjunction last week and how this is a time that's really trying to inspire you and motivate you as the start of a new cycle. Then we just had this solar eclipse on April 8th. This was a big deal eclipse for you. It is right in the part of the chart that talks about home and family and roots and foundation. It's very possible that there's a change in the household, a change in your living situation, a change with family, or even an internal change over the next 6 months. See what's happening in May and even the beginning of June when Mars is in Aries. That said, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on April 20th, it's not hitting the major notes like it is for the other signs, but do keep in mind that Uranus has been in Taurus, and Taurus is something called your fifth sign. It's been there since 2018 and 2019. You are 5-6 years into a process of reinventing yourself. It's not to be somebody that you're not, it's to strip away anything that's not you. Uranus is an evolutionary force. So over the last year, Jupiter has been in this space as well, and Jupiter wants to make our world bigger. It wants to make you bigger. It wants you to maybe to open your eyes and maybe even to invest time in your talents and gifts and abilities. So it's to see like what wants to shift, even if it's a point of view, even if it's how you see things, maybe it's how you speak, or maybe it's even the choices that you make. How this the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is a seed that speaks to you, but in a way that wants to break you free of something. Aquarius, Saturn is your planet. It continues to be in Pisces. It'll be in Pisces until February of 2026. We've got time. And so what is Pisces for you? Even though you're scratching your head and thinking, but I'm an Aquarius, I'm not a Pisces. So you're an Aquarius or an Aquarius rising, but there are 11 other zodiac signs, and each of those zodiac signs talks about a different part of your life. Pisces for you happens to be a money sign, whether that's literally that you're in this time in your life where you have to really focus on your spending or what you purchase, what you own. Maybe it's to make your material life more concrete, more stable, more rooted. Maybe you are, it's more philosophical, like how do I want to make money? What do I really think is valuable and important? Maybe it's even self-worth. There's been a lot of activity in that part of your chart. All of this is connected to the eclipse that we had on April 8th. That eclipse was in something called your third. So it's really looking at some choices about how you spend money, maybe weighing your options. Is this a good choice? Is this a bad choice? Is this a good investment, a bad investment? Maybe it's really speaking about something, or speaking about something that's very personal to you, or maybe even speaking your values. Maybe it's even teaching something. We'll see. But that said, this conjunction, switching gears, this conjunction that we're having this week between Jupiter and Uranus and Taurus is a big deal. Why? Because Taurus is something called your fourth sign, home and family, roots, foundation. That's one of the most sensitive and key parts of anybody's astrology. And since 2018, 2019, Uranus has been there. Uranus will only be there once in your life. It'll take another 84 years. I'm very certain that you're not going to live another 84 years unless you're like 2 years old and somehow you're watching this. But this part of your life has seen a lot of evolutionary change over the last 5-6 years. This means different things to different Aquariuses, whether you have literally picked up and moved, you live someplace different, maybe family, the concept of family, the literalness of family is something very different than it was 5-6 years ago. It is for you to see how this time is unfolding for you, whether you see a change in the household, whether you see something about income, money, property, assets within the household, or maybe purchasing a home, or maybe making changes in the home. But in a way, Jupiter gives life to a story that has already been with you for the last 5-6 years. And it's going to be very personal to you. You know, Jupiter is a money planet, it's value and worth, but it's also a planet that talks about the future and how you see things and opening up your eyes. So maybe this could be a time where your sort of concept of what you need and how you feed yourself, feed your life, and what supports your life is maybe something, the axis of your life is shifting. Turn down the brightness. There we go. Finally, Pisces. So Pisces, this is a big week for you. Why? So take that statement for the side for the moment. You know, we are still coming out of eclipses, and these eclipses are still very much present, and these eclipses, especially the eclipse on April 8th, put a lot of emphasis on your sign because the energy of the eclipse pointed from Aries to you. Why? Because Mars is in Pisces. It'll be in Pisces until the end of the month. So there's something about this energy that even though this eclipse wasn't in your sign, it really is talking about new beginnings for you. Whether these are new beginnings in like making purchases and investing in property, because Aries is a money sign for you. You're a Pisces, but there are 11 other signs in the zodiac that really talk about different aspects of your life. So whether it's even self-worth and value, and even feeling the confidence and the self-worth and value to take the lead in something. So there's that. And then there's the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Taurus, which is where this conjunction is, and this only happens once every 14 years, although the last time it did, it happened in your sign, 2010, 2011, but I'm kind of jumping ahead of things. But this conjunction, it's in Taurus, and Taurus is your third sign. It's voice, it's communication, it's how you think and listen and learn, and it's even education. Jupiter, your planet, has been here since May of 2023. It will leave the end of May of 2024. So just a year for you, almost like the major hand on your personal clock to really focus on education, voice, communication, etc. But then it's in the same sign as Uranus, and Uranus has been here since 2018 and 2019. It's for you, Pisces, to go back and reflect what has changed over the last 5-6 years. Do you speak differently? Do you communicate differently? Do you value education differently? Do you move differently? Do you make different choices? Because Uranus is an evolutionary force. It talks about awakenings, it talks about reinventions, it talks about getting unstuck, and even sometimes very quick breaks from the past, because Uranus is not sentimental at all. So this is a little bit of a revolution that is meeting up with your planet. And so your planet, Jupiter, so this could be something that's very personal, it could be a turning point, it could be the seed of something that maybe we need to wait for the right moment to see what it becomes. Sometimes you will see it, sometimes you have to look back, at the end of the year, you're like, oh wow, like something's really shifting and moving and transforming in my life. Use this energy to get unstuck. Use this energy to empower yourself. Whether you need to say the things that you need to say, respectfully, of course, or you need to really take your writing seriously, your voice seriously, speaking seriously, maybe you start a manuscript, maybe you teach a course. It's for you to see how this is relevant in your life. But it is the seeds of something, and it's the seeds of something that will take you into the next 14 years. Yes, 14 years. So that is your look at the astrology of this week, April 15th through 21st, 2024. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this has been Empowering Astrology, and I thank you all. Yes, a lot of big astrology in April of 2024. It's to see what these seeds are really starting to bring into our life, but we are in a space of renewal and transformation and new beginnings. And again, we may need to get into May when Mars goes into Aries to really see what these new beginnings are bringing into our life. So thank you all for watching. You can follow me online at empoweringastrology.com. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Spotify, I'm on YouTube, and you can also book a consultation with me if you want to see why is my life kind of crazy right now. I love meeting with new people, and even some of you are my clients. I love meeting with existing clients as well. So I will see you all next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.